This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1341. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave broadcasting. On this edition, recorded December 26th, special programs and new frequencies for the new year. Latin American reactivations, Mideast and Asian clandestines. Witter propagation, DX at midday. Manassas BPL upheld, and the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer. Every year around this time, people ask me if I'm going to do a year in review, which I did for several years in a row, but not lately. Well, I'm afraid not. It got to be just too much work to do it properly. However, we see that Andy Sinnott has done such an article for the Media Network website at Radio Netherlands. It's his weekly article, 2006 Revisited, The Year in International Broadcasting, dated December 21st. Another colleague, Kim Elliott, says he's appearing once again on Talk to America from VOA, Tuesday, January 2nd, during the hour at 1400 UT, to talk again about international broadcasting with listeners who call in and perhaps some guests. You can get the current frequencies at his website, www.kimandrewelliott.com. Looking through the December revision of WWCR's program schedule, I was surprised to see they now broadcast in Swahili. There's a program called Freedom in Christ, Monday through Friday for a quarter hour at 1200 UT on 15825. Another odd language which WWCR has carried for years is the traditional Latin Catholic Mass, Sundays at 17 UT, also on 15825. Over the Xmas holidays, the centennial of Reginald Fessenden's alleged first voice broadcast 100 years ago has been celebrated with a number of programs and features. One of the better ones I came across was Hearing America, A Century of Music on the Radio, and it's available on demand at www.americanradioworks.org. There's less and less classical, however. Kevin Redding forwards an AP story of December 19th that classical music may soon virtually disappear from the airwaves in the nation's capital, as Bonneville, owner of WGMS-FM, is selling the station to Red Zebra Broadcasting, which will convert it to sports programming. However, under the circumstances, WETA-FM, a public radio station which dropped a classical format in 2005 for news and public affairs, is considering resuming classical. A challenging weekly medium wave DX test is continuing and being expanded from WODI 1230 in Brookneal, Virginia. They've been running it every Sunday morning at midnight, that is 0500 UT for 5 minutes, including Morse code IDs and sweep tones and voice IDs. But now they've added a second time also on Sunday morning, 3 hours later, when it may have a slightly better chance of reaching further west, 0800 UT. A new edition of my other program, Continent of Media, is now available via www.dxing.com. It's number 0610. One of the stories involved Clear Channel closing down its outlet in Madison, Wisconsin. However, an update to that, first sent to us by Artie Bigley from Business Week, was that Clear Channel, owner of The Mic, 92.1 FM, has decided it will keep Air America on the air instead of switching to sports January 1st, citing overwhelming negative reaction to the change. Scott Feibusch on the ABDX list, who works for Clear Channel, says, maybe I'm just being cynical, but gee whiz, wouldn't this have been a really brilliant promotional stunt if they'd planned it this way all along? All of a sudden, the listeners and advertisers at WXXM are much more passionate about their station than they were a month before, when they thought they could take it for granted. And you could not buy publicity like the stations received in the last few weeks. However, Clear Channel is continuing to close down Air America or Progressive Talk formats in some of its other markets, including Columbus, Ohio. Artie Bigley there forwards a story from the Columbus Dispatch, December 23rd. Liberal listeners in Central Ohio will lose their only radio voice January 9th when WTPG 1230 drops progressive talk and makes a hard right turn. The new call letters will be WYTS from January 9th. I guess that stands for Your Talk Station. Following up our previous news about a format change to Spanish at KVNS 1700 in Brownsville, Texas, which is heard worldwide, Alan First says the slogan they're using now is La Preciosa, not La Grande, as I had previously thought. That one belongs to the other Spanish station on the same frequency in Iowa. If you're tuning up the X-band, don't stop at 1700 or even 1710. Alex Brannis in West Virginia says he heard something on 1760 kilohertz, December 23rd at 0615 in French or Creole, sounding like a sermon. What could it be? Well, there is a Haitian on 880, but it's unlikely that 300-watt station would be putting out a second harmonic audible that far away. Bill Dvorak, an editor for the National Radio Club, has the answer, thanks to a report from Jerry Thomas in Pensacola, Florida, who was also hearing French or Creole on 1760, as long ago as December 13th at 2200, or rather, December 14th at 03 UT. It's WOKB 1600, Winter Garden, Florida. 1760 is a spur caused by mixing with the other station on the same tower, WLAA 1680. In the first week of December, we were hearing Radio UNAM Mexico City testing again on 9600 kHz, actually around 9599.4 during the daytime, but it only lasted less than a week. Now Julian Santiago Diaz de Bonilla tells us they resumed testing December 19th, heard around 1800 UT. I also heard it on the 20th, 21st, and 22nd at various times before and after 1500. The Heterodyne goes off at 1501 and also heard with a HET back on after 2100. However, I couldn't hear any trace of it on December 26th, although Julian thought it might continue testing through January 2nd. Via Zacharias Liangas, the South Florida Sun Sentinel reported December 21st that Representative William Della Hunt, Democrat of Massachusetts, who's likely to become chairman of a House Committee on Investigations, plans to hold hearings to investigate charges of mismanagement at Radio and TV Marti. Zacharias and Brock Whaley send stories from the Miami Herald about the relays which have started for Radio and TV Marti on stations in Florida, something previously thought to be against the law. They're citing a loophole that because it's jammed in Cuba, it's okay to broadcast on stations in Florida, which may have a chance of getting into Cuba. On radio, Radio Mambi, Wacky WAQI 710 is carrying Marti at 05 to 06 UT. On TV, it's only a low-power station on Channel 38, WPMF, which doesn't even cover all of South Florida. However, it has the advantage of being on DirecTV and Dish Network, which they hope some Cubans will be able to see. Regarding last week's report of Dominican Republic reactivated just below 5010, we know there's only one transmitter there in Santo Domingo, but which station it carries all depends. There's more than one in the group. Chuck Boland heard an ID as Radio Cristal, December 25th at 1120 on 5009.78. However, Bob Wilkner in Pomono Beach reports to Actividad de Shish that he did not hear an ID as Radio Cristal or as Radio Pueblo, but instead a single-syllable word, perhaps Radio Mil, at 1050 UT, December 19th. There is a Radio Mil in the Dominican Republic. Where else but on 1180, although it does not seem to be a member of the same group. Jose Elias Diaz Gomez is happy in Venezuela that their time signal station reactivated. He's been hearing it again since December 22nd on 5,000 kHz, YVTO at 0500 UT, but also putting out a spur on 5100. Alex Franis in West Virginia was hearing it well under WWV, but over WWVH, December 25th at 0615, plus the spur and a matching weaker spur on 4900. Manuel Mendez in Spain was also hearing 5,000 as late as 0835, and at times he could also hear the spur on 5100. José Elias Diaz-Gomez also confirms that the station mentioned last week, the very distorted signal around 5125, is in fact Radio Amazonas reactivated, nominal frequency being 4940. He heard it December 23rd at 2054. Wade Smith in New Brunswick also heard it December 25th at 0317. Ola Alm in Sweden reported to DX Listening Digest December 20th, regular reception on 6110.8, around 1400, of Azerbaijan. But as usual, almost no modulation. All the missing modulation can be found at approximately 6051 and 6171 as strong, bubbling, spurious signals, almost unreadable, but he recognized the interval signal, and some audio was able to parallel to 6110.8. Also reported by Mauno Ritola in Finland, Real DX, he says some hardly readable audio from Azerbaijan at 1300 on 6110.75. ID in German and French, he says they use two names depending on the language. Radio Azerbaijan International, and in English they use Voice of Azerbaijan and Radio Dada Gorgud as well. We've known that Bahrain has been using 9745, usually with heavy interference, but Jari Savolainen in Finland tells us they're also active on 6010.1. Her December 12th at 1915, a weak station with Western pops and buried by Iran at 1930. Next day he checked earlier at 1750. He found the frequency less crowded at 1900. They were playing pop music with announcements in English and mentioned their national day of the 16th of December. Bruce Churchill points out that this programming is different than the Arabic on 9745. Then Mauno Ritola in Finland says he got a definite ID of Radio Bahrain at 1805 UT on 6010.11, a pure AM signal, not sideband as had been suspected, equal audio on both sides. Maurits van Driessche in Belgium also says the best time to hear this is between 19 and 1925 UT. On Hardcore DX, T.R. Rajesh in India reports hearing a station on 9133 lower sideband at 1710 UT December 15th, with coded messages such as Foxtrot India Yankee, a lady's voice mentioning some words in English, and the U.S. Navy. This appears to be MARLO, that's the Coalition Maritime Forces, a transmission warning pirates and terrorists in the area. In DSWCIDX window, Anker Peterson in Denmark reports on Voice of the Iranian Revolution, transmitting from northern Iraq. The frequencies vary, but on December 9th and 12th, signing on at 1520 UT, he was hearing them on 3878 variable and 4365.5. Jamming started on the higher frequency at 1535. The Baha'i station for Iran, Radio Payam Edost, which I understand means message from a friend, is reported by Jose Miguel Romero in Spain on 7480, 1800 UT, December 14th, also reported by Koji Hashimoto, Japan Premium, signing on at that hour, December 5th. Wolfgang Büschel says the transmitter site is in Moldova. Koji Hashimoto also reports that newer clandestine Radio Democracy Shorayi on 7435, signing on at 1700 one day, another day at 1705. Wolfgang Büschel has also been monitoring it, and he says the audio is typical of the Issoudun, France transmitter site, but it could also be from Samara, Russia. They closed transmission at 1758 with the communist anthem, The International. Not to be confused with yet another clandestine for Iran called Radio International, reported by Jose Miguel Romero in Spain on 6225 at 1730 to 1800. Wolfgang Büschel and Jari Savolainen point out that when this is on the air, from 1730 to 1830, there is another clandestine on 6245, Radio Zamane, from the same transmitter site, Mykolaiv, Ukraine, and they produce mixing products on both sides, 6205 and 6265. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1341. Our address, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702 USA, or WORADIO at yahoo.com. Consult our website for much more info, especially the DX Listening Digest archive at worldofradio.org. Our thanks go to Dave White, who provides the web space for our audio-visual archives. On Saturday, December 23rd, our WWCR broadcast on 12160 was at 1730 UT instead of 1700. We're waiting confirmation whether this is a permanent change. And a farewell to our listeners on WSUI, who after tonight will need to hear World of Radio on other stations or on webcasts. All the details in our schedule page at worldofradio.com. Subtract 6 hours for Central Time. Alex Franis in West Virginia was hearing a station on 4850, December 20th, at 11:35, including some Christmas carols. The only likely station on the list appears to be All India Radio in Kohima. And indeed, Alex was told by Alakesh Gupta in New Delhi that it's not unusual for this station to be playing Christmas carols. It's in Nagaland, which according to Wikipedia is an area with over 90% Christian population in India. Another rare All India Radio outlet is on 5050. Bjorn Fransson in Sweden was hearing something there at 1500 to 1630, but mixing with another signal probably from China. He was hoping to hear Humpty Doo, Australia, but it appears he was listening to All India Radio in Aizawl. According to T.R. Rajesh in South India, Hardcore DX, they have news in English at 1530 and also broadcast pop songs in English. In DX India and Hardcore DX, T.R. Rajesh also says another All India Radio station is known to welcome reception reports. In fact, the station engineer will even verify reports of their previous frequency, 3315, as well as their new frequency, 4810. You may email bhopal at air.org.in. Marked attention, station engineer. Another report of Holy Tibet, the English program from Xizhang PBS, 07 to 7:30 UT, December 16th, on 9490, says Iwao Nagatani, Japan Premium. As for the clandestine station, Voice of Tibet, we mentioned last time, being heard on 7543 or 7547 at 1400 UT, Wolfgang Büschel says it appears the Chinese jammers can only operate on frequencies ending in 5 or 0. In a thread on music on shortwave on the Shortwave Programs Group, Kevin Anderson recommends Jade Bells and Bamboo Pipes on Radio Taiwan International. It's Wednesdays at 02:30 and repeated at 03:30 on 5950. Soothing music, excellent for falling asleep. Richard Cuff says Jade Bells and Bamboo Pipes has been a hallmark program of theirs for years. Radio Taiwan International, it appears, is under new ownership. You might have thought it was owned by the government, or at least a public corporation in Taiwan, the Broadcasting Corporation of China. But actually, BCC has been owned by the Kuomintang Party, which until a few years ago was, of course, the ruling party in Taiwan. According to a press report via Mike Terry, BCC is being sold to a private organization headed by Zhao Xiaokong, a former parliamentarian and former chairman of the UFO radio group, for $21 million. U.S., that is. The article does not mention the shortwave service specifically, so we're not positive it's involved in this deal, but if so, we can only wonder what effect there will be upon it. Seems to us Radio Taiwan International should be property of the Taiwan government or a public corporation, independent of whatever party is in power. Transmitting from Taiwan is a clandestine for Vietnam called Degar Voice. Depends on the day of the week which frequency they're using, but apparently they adhere to a regular schedule, so it's not clear how this would be any guarantee against jamming. In any event, it was reported at 1300 UT November 28th, on 7125 by Iwao Nagatani in Japan Premium. On December 9th at 13, they were on 7115, and on the 7th, on 7195, says Koji Hashimoto. Bear Truth now points out that according to the World Radio TV Handbook, the schedule is at 1300, Tuesdays on 7125, Thursdays on 7195, and Saturdays on 7115. Ron Howard in California enjoys listening to the Australian-backed program on Radio Republic Indonesia, Kangaroo Radio English, which airs at 1000 UT or so on Wednesdays and Sundays, but not too reliably, it seems. He says the good news is that Australian AID has funded this through December 07. And reception varies depending on co-channel interference from WYFR 9680. Alex Franis in West Virginia reports to NASA Flash Sheet that he heard Wantok Radio Light, Papua New Guinea, after trying for about a year, November 29th at 10:57 to 11:28 on 7120 with an ID on the hour for their FM service. You might think 1200 UT would be an impossible time to hear it in Europe, but not at winter solstice. Some reports to Shortwave Bulletin. It was heard at 1205 UT December 2nd by Hans Usnell in Norway. Also at 1232 November 28th by Leif Frehal in Sweden. And again on December 4th at 1231. Furthermore, in Hardcore DX, Maritz von Drischa in Belgium reports it at 1223 UT December 21st, a nice program in English with religious music and info. The website of Radio New Zealand International says that most of their programming is being suspended to be replaced by national radio relays for the summer vacation until January 22nd. However, there will be some news bulletins and, if needed, cyclone alerts. Mike Cooper in Georgia notes that the relays via WHRI of BBC World Service are also on satellite, used to feed the transmitter from South Bend, but they're not in parallel. The satellite, Galaxy 16, is carrying an internet stream of poor quality lagging behind the shortwave relay, which means that at Cypress Creek, or Furman if you prefer, they must be picking up the BBC feed direct rather than through South Bend. As for that new BBC Spanish relay via WHRI at 10 to 12:30 UT, I mentioned last week, there's been a frequency change already. The new one is 5835. It's not clear whether this low-profile morning service will continue into the new year. Kai Ludwig explains what's happening with the transmitter sites in Germany. Wertachtel will not go dark at the end of the year. It seems that two transmitters from Jülich have already been moved there to relay Radio Polonia, 100 kilowatts instead of the overkill of 500. All Deutsche Welle transmissions, however, via Wertachtel will cease on New Year's Eve after 2300 UT. The question is when Jülich will go dark as far as T-Systems is concerned and the remaining transmissions transferred to Wertachtel or even Nalen. He says, I assume this will happen sometime during 2007. T-System officially abandoned Jülich by the end of 2007, not as a result of a deal with CVC, which in fact only saved the site from complete demolition. It's impossible to run two big shortwave stations with 28 transmitters without a general customer by just selling airtime here and there. So Jülich has to go, thanks to Deutsche Welle's move, to VT Communications. Via Bernd Trude now, some scheduling for the reactivated Latvian transmitter 100 kilowatts on 9290. Saturday, December 30th at 08 UT and Sunday the 31st at 13, a one-hour program called Latvia Today, produced by the National Latvian Commercial Radio Station, Radio SWH. The title's in English, so I guess maybe the program will be too. Radio Joystick has been appearing on Saturdays and is to be back on the 30th at 0900 for 1 hour. Sergei Sosedkin reveals that Voice of Russia has unveiled its new website, www.ruvr.ru. It's unclear what that abbreviation stands for. The old site, www.vor.ru, remains operational but is probably going to be phased out. It's safe to assume the old address is being removed because of its unpleasant sound to the Russian ear. In most Slavic languages, the word V-O-R, vor, means thief. Kai Ludwig forwards a German newspaper report that Radio Polonia is dropping Esperanto broadcasts, despite Poland being the home of the language's inventor, Ludwig Zamenhof. That is, not on shortwave after December 31st, but I see on the Esperanto page of Polsky Radio that they will continue to produce them, available only on internet and satellite and via WRN. We're wondering if Radio Slovakia International will really be able to continue on shortwave into 2007. At the end of November, they were so short-staffed, as noted by Jose Miguel Romero, that they were unable to keep their audio files up to date in Spanish. Radio Bulgaria is making a number of frequency changes January 1st, most of them involving moving one band higher, must be in anticipation of improved propagation, including English broadcasts to Europe, no changes to North America. At 0730, the new frequency 11.9, at 1830, 7.4 and 9.4, and at 22, 7.4 and 9.4 as well, even megahertz. Also, Radio Varna moves from 7.6 to 7.2 for 6 hours, starting Sundays at 2200. Pinning down the exact English schedule from Voice of Greece continues to be difficult. John Babas in Maryland happened to hear them starting an English musical program at midnight 10 UT Monday on 7475. However, the almost daily English hour at 0700 from Radiophilia on 15630 has been unconfirmed by Ruman Pankov, Bulgaria, BCDX. In a list of special holiday programs, Jose Miguel Romero in Spain includes something called Radio Bila Hora, B-I-L-A-H-O-R-A, December 31st at 1600 on 3333 kilohertz. I suppose it's a pirate. I've never heard of it. The heavily jammed Libyan clandestine Saut al-Amal has been announcing a website, www.libya-nclo.org, reported by Jose Miguel Romero in Spain, that stands for the National Conference of the Libyan Opposition, which has an address in Fairfax, Virginia. This also leads to some email addresses, including some have been announced, but some of them have been bouncing. You might try info@libyaradio.net. That is the one they've been announcing. As reported last week, the Polisario station for Western Sahara moved to 6215, but they didn't stop there. They shifted to 6210 and 6208. But then Iran moved its European service to 6205, persuading Polisario to go back up to 6210, including Spanish at 2300. Acker Peterson in Denmark has been hearing a mixing product from Radio Cairo 4680, two different occasions at 0215. That's the difference between two North American frequencies, 11950 in Arabic and 7270 in English. But this frequency was being heard in English. According to Potomac News Online via Media Network, the FCC has dismissed complaints by local ham operators alleging that the broadband over power line system in Manassas, Virginia, interferes with their signals. Hams say they weren't consulted and were getting a raw deal. ARRL, of course, is challenging this dismissal. Read about that at www.arrl.org. Lou Josephs is planning to involve others in following the arrival of the new year around the world on the internet. Details at wvbf.blogspot.com. Propagation outlook from Boulder, December 26th. A and K indices peaking at 25 and 5, January 2nd and 3rd. Solar flux rising from 75 December 29th to 100 January 3rd to 8th, and down to 75 again by January 15th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1341.